welcome to the Aquarium Mind Podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 338. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Wednesday Motivation Inspiration, and I want to delve into being physically active today. Because one huge component to our health is our well-being, right? And it's, you know, being physically active. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean we have to climb a mountain or run miles at a time, but the simplest things of walking and getting your heart rate up goes a long way, and it helps to keep our health good. Now, the trend of, you know, keeping track of our steps has been, you know, this big thing in the past few years with smartwatches and apps to see how we're progressing. Now, we're all athletic in some way, whether we want to believe it or not, and we're all capable of being physically active and moving our bodies. It's good for the blood flow in our bodies, our brains, our bones, and our souls. Now, there's also the component of eating right, but that will be another podcast for another time. But it's why in today's world, starting kids young, you know, to be active is really important. And it's so they grow into active adults, and we're all products of our environments in a lot of ways. Now, there's the constant conversations of kids not being outside and moving around. The technology and video games have taken over. In some ways, that is true, but in other ways, it's really up to adults and parents to get their kids moving and active. And as adults, we get caught up in our daily lives of work, paying bills, maintaining a household, taking care of kids, if we have them. And we lose out on being physically active daily. We start crafting up excuses as to why we're not physically active and doing the important things to keep our bodies healthy. Now, thankfully, as a child, I was active playing basketball, riding my bike, playing football, running, which translated into me being in the gym daily as an adult. And I still ride my bike. I still play basketball. You know, those are my moments of peace where I get to think about absolutely nothing. Now, when we get to a place of making excuses as to why we aren't working out, not eating right, then our bones become brittle. We lose that motivation to move our bodies. And I want you to stay motivated to continually work out and be physically active. It doesn't mean going to the gym and, you know, pumping iron and, you know, doing protein shakes and all that. Like, no, if that's not who you are and that's not your lifestyle, don't do that. Right. Even, you know, I see people walking in my neighborhood, like just kind of pacing themselves and walking at a fast pace that gets their heart rate moving a little bit. You know, riding your bike. I go to the gym. There's some people that literally just go on the treadmill and just walk for an hour, or they go on the treadmill and they kind of jog on it for 30 minutes, whatever works, right? Riding a stationary bike, it helps and it goes a long way. Whatever it is something that you like to do or what you're interested in. And the added part of it is to at least do it like 2 to 3 times a week, however it fits your lifestyle and what works for you. You know, there are doctors that do care and will tell you, look, you got to be physically active. You've got to move your body a little bit, things like that. Then there are the doctors that are like, oh, you're fine, you're good. And next thing you know, you've got, you know, health problems and certain health conditions, which means they can give you a prescription of drugs. And that contributes to, you know, big pharma making the money that they make, right? So it just depends who your primary care physician is and, you know, how much they really invest their time into making sure that your health and your well-being is good, right? Now, I am someone who will push people to say, hey, get yourself a bike, or hey, you know, whatever it is. I'm still in the process of trying to get my friend to buy a bike, but he wants a certain kind of bike. So that's another story, right? But let's make sure that you are taking care of your body and not confining yourself to your work desk and your couch all the time. I am guilty of, I used to be guilty of just sitting at a desk for hours at a time and not getting up and stretching and moving and things of that nature. And that's where the back problems kind of kicked in, and that's where my knees started bothering me. So for me, I have a rule that, with me working from home pretty much for it'll be 4 years soon. It's every hour, let's make sure that I get up and I stretch, I move my body. Every few minutes, it's looking away from my computer screen and looking at something outside or something like that, because my eyes are way different now than they were a few years ago. I have an astigmatism, I wear glasses, and that's from the job pretty much. Being physically active is just huge. It's important. It's a contributor to a longer life. Like I said, it's also eating right. It's also sleeping right. It's also, managing, your thoughts. There's a whole lot of other components, but this one part of it is important. This is a huge piece of the pie, of making sure that you are moving your body on a regular basis. So, one of the keys to, living a long life is making sure that you're taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. I've always said it, all four have to be good. If one of them is off balance, or one of them is not right, or even like two or whatever it is, you've got to get all of that stuff in line, right? So that's what I wanted to kind of delve into today. I'm not going to sit and ramble on and on and on, because guess what? There's so many other people that are doing all these, gym workouts and motivational videos and all that stuff. Great. Love the content. Cool. But I'm just kind of giving you guys things that I do and just little things that can kind of get you going and keep you going. So that's my podcast for today. I thank you for listening. As always, have a good week. Stay tuned for Book Insight Friday. I will be delving into A Woman's Worth Part 1. I will be, breaking down the book, the chapters, the synopsis, and I'll be doing a little bit of a book reading on it. So enjoy the rest of your week. Be good and go accomplish your goals.